A door opens in the dark. A wolf howls in the night. That shudder you feel means it's time for Brooke Lewis, Slice Queen.
Slice of Sci-Fi. This is your Slice Queen, Brooke Lewis. And I was just sitting and thinking how I haven't done a report in a few weeks. I haven't had that much exciting information to share with all you Slice of Sci-Fi listeners. But I decided that I missed you guys, and I wanted to reach out and do like a mini Slice Queen report for me. So from me to you, just giving you a quick update of what's going on in your Slice Queen's crazy career. And so many exciting things that I want to share with all you listeners, including if any of you are in the San Francisco area, please come out to the wonderful Raina Young's A Nightmare to Remember International Film Festival on June 26th, 2010. I know, guys, it's the same night as the big Slice of Sci-Fi party there in Arizona, and if I could be in two places, I would, but I can't. So I will be up there. I am the guest of honor, and thank you to Last Doorway Productions for creating that opportunity for me. So anybody up there that isn't going to be in Arizona, please come and hang out and play with all of us there at A Nightmare to Remember International Film Festival. And some more updates. If anybody's been watching Showtime or the Movie Channel, the film that I acted in with Charles Durning and Michael Paré called Kinky Killers has been running like crazy all over Showtime and the Movie Channel, so you can check that out. I also just wanted to shout out to a couple other films that I'm so proud of. Dahmer vs. Gacy, they've been winning crazy audience choice awards at a bunch of film festivals. That's Fort Austin's film, a bunch of film festivals, and audience choice awards and all kinds of stuff for feature awards and everything, and that's Dahmer vs. Gacy, including, I think it was Bare Bones Film Festival in Oklahoma. And then we've got Slime City Massacre, and Slime City Massacre has been winning all kinds of awards as well, including the Polygrind Festival in Las Vegas not too long ago. So that's been great, and we are just in every single film festival and horror convention thanks to our amazing director and writer Greg Lamberson, so you can always check that out. And then we've got trailers posted all over for a film, short film, that Roger Scheck and I did, our director Roger Scheck, and that is called Sprinkles. We posted trailers all over with that and the poster, and things are moving along, and we're starting to hit the festival circuit with that short film. And there's just so many exciting things. Don't forget to vote for the Golden Cob Awards, you guys. Please, everybody vote. And I won't be upset if you do vote for me, even though I've already won by being nominated. And again, the B-Movie 2010 Golden Cob Awards, you can check that out online. And I was nominated for Rising B-Movie Actress for 2009 for my role in Slime City Massacre, and also for Scream Queen of 2009. I mean, talk about an honor with all these amazing Scream Queens and horror sci-fi actresses. It's truly been incredible. So I just wanted to remind all you guys to vote, and you know, you can always keep up with me. I'm always keeping up with following Slice of Sci-Fi on Twitter, and I've got Brooke Lewis LA, so you can check that out. I try to tweet whenever I have a free second, and lately it hasn't been much. And also the official Brooke Lewis fan page on Facebook, you can follow me there as well. I've got my incredible team that posts current news there too. So, you know, thank you for letting me share. Thank you for listening, you incredible Slice of Sci-Fi listeners. I love you guys, and I apologize that I've been MIA the last couple weeks, but just dealing with a lot of stuff. And also, I will keep you guys posted on, we've been really in hardcore development for my Ms. Vampy Halloween family comedy special called Vamp It Out, which will be a feature film, hopefully will be released next year at Halloween 2011. And so my team and I have been developing that with Todd Tucker directing. which used to be Drax Studios. He's now over. They reopened under Illusion Industries and my partner, Jim Pacitti. So we've been working our butts off just planning that so we can create an incredible project for all of our fans, for all of you guys. And I will keep you posted on any current events, anything going on. Follow me. Keep on listening to Slice of Sci-Fi. And have a great day. Love and slices.